Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Today we follow the order of morning prayer on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book. The text is Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 11. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians, the third chapter. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then, those who are of faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them." Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. This is the fiduciary relationship that arises from an all-powerful promiser, that's our God, whose word does what it says. Therefore, his word is trustworthy. Therefore, in taking God at his word, everything that his word says is truly done for you. You have what he promises even before the thing is placed into your hand. That, of course, is how Abraham set out from his home to the land the Lord called him to. This faith is how one relates rightly to God. Righteousness before God is received by faith so that believers live. It is those of faith, Paul says, who are sons of Abraham. Now that teaching has been at the center stage of our world's conversation the past week, since some have claimed that Christians have a duty to act in the interest of Israel, by which they mean the present day country and state. Since God once said, "I will bless those who bless you, Jacob," some teach that this was not directed just to the man, Israel, or to the clan and children of Israel, but also to anything called Israel, including the modern nation state that we know. Such people do not recognize what St. Paul teaches in today's scripture and in many places as well, that the blessings of God come by faith in him and not by works done according to the flesh. And they do not recognize that what made Abraham righteous and blessed was not his person, not his lineage, but his God in whom he trusted. The true Israelites and the true sons of Abraham, as Jesus says, are those who abide in the word of Abraham's offspring, Jesus the Christ, who is the very Lord who spoke to Abraham, who is now incarnate. It is the faith that Abraham kept and the God in whom he believed, not the DNA or the historic claims of Abraham, which make a person to be counted righteous before God and yield God's blessings. And thus, St. Paul says so bluntly but obviously elsewhere that not all Israel is Israel. Those who believe in the Lord's promises, chiefly the promises concerning his Christ, they are the true Israelites. They are the true sons of Abraham. Abraham is not the progenitor of a master race or a special ethnic people whose offspring God is bound to love more than the other people who are born in this world. No, God has determined that one very specific offspring of Abraham shall be the Savior by whom his love and his blessings are shown. Jesus, Son of Mary, Son of God. It is not those who trust in Abraham, but those who share the one whom Abraham trusted, who are Abraham's true sons. This is why, like St. Paul, we frequently like to point out and speak in everything we sing and say and give our attention to the seed or the offspring of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the fruit of David's body that would be set on the throne and so forth. These are the many and the various ways of old that God spoke by his prophets to testify about his son. Abraham, too, was such a seer. He saw Christ's day and was glad, Jesus said. Abraham believed God's promises to him, and he looked ahead to the salvation that God would bring about through his long-distant descendant, Jesus. Regardless of borders, regardless of ethnic bloodlines, many believe in the God of Abraham and trust his promises in Jesus Christ. And likewise, on the flip side, regardless of their affinity for Abraham, many religions reject the offspring of Abraham to be God in the flesh. Many Jews are not true sons of Abraham because they do not believe in Jesus Christ. And many Gentiles, with no earthly connection to Abraham, are in fact true Israelites because they believe in Jesus Christ. That is why claims by senators about needing to bless Israel are very unhelpful. The Lord is now calling people out of this crooked generation. He is grafting in lots of wild olive branches in places where the natural branches have been broken off. And by God's grace, that those natural branches would be jealous and return to Christ the root. And though this is revealed so fully, of course, in Jesus Christ, now in these last days, as our little versicles say every time in morning prayer, it was also proclaimed way back when Abraham was there to him, as Paul says in today's reading, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." How? Well, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. But behold, there is no longer Jew or Gentile, because all are one in Christ. The Israel of God is Christ's church. As regards foreign policy and opinions about other nations, we are free to act according to duty and prudence. Our government is free to act in the interest of its own people for whom it was established. It is not commanded by God that our people and its state be conscience-bound to benefit or bless any nation and state in the Middle East, all of which, by the way, make earthly claims to Abraham according to the flesh. Your conscience is bound to the word of your God, which points us to faith in Christ as the only means of justification before him. By works of the law, no person can be justified or expect to receive special blessings from God. Since God alone truly saves and blesses, and not Abraham, not Isaac, not Jacob, faith is what saved them and what saves us. God is worth believing. His promises hold true. That's why Abraham is so renowned in the scriptures, because he believed God who has come now in the flesh and who you all know by faith, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So then, you who are of this faith, you are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.